Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Feeling better than last time we did our Lost Podcast?
I feel pretty good today. I feel
last time you were a little loopy.
Little loopy, yeah. I'm a little droopy right now, but I've been... Oh, wait. Wrong podcast. I apologize.
Oh, man. I just listened to that today. That Dale, he's a character.
He is a character. The best thing about Dale, though, is when he's done... And you've heard this in the Mary Man. If you've listened to it, when he's done, he's done.
Uh-huh.
But when he's done recording a podcast, he's done.
Yeah,
he gets to a point and he's like, I'm out of here. He starts packing up and we're not done yet. But that's him. He's like that at work. He's just like that. He's like that here. Last Thanksgiving, all of a sudden he's got up. All right, going home. Middle of conversation.
Well, you know, at least you know what you're getting when you work with Dale.
Right.
You know. All right. So, Jack, we got a lot of listener feedback to get into today.
I think so.
But, you know, for those that want to check out some of other podcasts, the Merry Man podcast, that's the one we just talked about.
Explicit podcast.
It is. It's very explicit, especially this episode. And so, yeah, if you don't like explicit shows, don't check that one out because we have Dale. We have to put the explicit tag on there.
Right.
And also, we posted up our last Flash Forward podcast.
Yes, the last one.
And well, I don't know if the show, someone asked on Twitter, what if it comes back? Will you? I don't know.
We are working on a campaign. Send sponges to ABC. Send a kitchen sponge, and what you're supposed to say is the canceling Flash Forward has more holes in it than a kitchen sponge.
And a kitchen sponge. So that should be fun. Yeah. But we're not here to talk about that stuff. We're here to talk about Lost, Jack.
Yeah. I just want to point out that we do have posters for sale. The people that have ordered the posters, we're waiting for the mailing tubes to come in.
Oh, so you ordered them?
Ordered them. As soon as I get the mailing tubes, I just was laid up for a couple weeks, so I didn't have a chance to get them. And also, the people that won the contest, we're going to give prizes to the first five people that finished 1 through 5, and those will go out as soon as I'm up and move it around.
Okay.
I haven't forgot you yet.
All right, so Jack, you ready to get into some listener feedback?
You can still buy a poster. Do you have that information?
Yeah, it's ecrater.com/JayandJack's. No, it's Jay and Jack's store. ecrater.com. Hold on, let me check it just to be
sure.
Wow.
We have one job to do.
We have so many different... it's janejackstore.ecrater.com. And that is where you can pick up the last season, the final season poster.
The final one.
The final. All right, Jack. Now, are you ready?
I'm ready.
To get some listener feedback.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time. Got a lot of phone calls and emails to get into today. So, Jack, what do you say we do it?
I say do it.
All right, do you want to go first? Do you want me to go
first? Yeah, I'll go first. We're going to do emails first?
Yes, emails first.
Yeah, last week we talked about the whole Jacob thing, and it's been about 60-40 my way on the emails, but I kind of balanced it out on this one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It has been. I didn't want to be all one-sided where Jacob crying. This one's entitled Team J/Jacob.
Oh, yeah, I just read that one this morning.
So this one has some promise for you. This one's from Tim. Jack and Jay, I just finished your last episode and heard the debate over whether Jacob bringing the Lost to the island was evil. I love the debate. First, to be fair to Jack, I think one of the points of Lost was to show that everyone does evil but can be redeemed. But I think the writers were saying Jacob's evil, he got redemption for knocking out MIB and sending him into the GGL.
The light source.
A light source, okay. Not bringing the lawsuits, but bringing the lawsuits and others who eventually died, I think, is the kind of like a military move. For example, if Jacob were a general and MIB were the enemy, bringing the lawsuits to the island is like a draft, a call to duty to fight the Germans and Japanese. Many of those called up to the draft were killed in action. Maybe you could argue that the draft itself was collectively evil, but I do not think so. It served a purpose and was helping us enough soldiers to win the war, so the axis of evil didn't conquer the world. Lossies died along the way to winning the war against MIB, but I don't think that it was evil on Jacob to call them into action. Knowing that they died, it was serving the higher purpose and winning so everyone in the world wouldn't die if MIB escaped. I know some people will say a draft is wrong, but If the scenario went the other way, no draft, not enough soldiers, we lost. Wouldn't we wish we employed it then? Anyways, I still can't believe there's no other season coming. It kind of feels like the previous summer where we were just waiting for the next season opener. At least we have the DVDs extra to look forward to. Thanks, guys. Tim.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
Yeah, I get all that. But my main point is, if I choose to live in the United States, if they call me into action, that's the deal. I choose to live there. The Losties didn't choose to live on that island. They didn't choose to live under Jacob's rules. That's my whole problem. I get everything he's saying.
Wait, I don't. Hold on. You're born in America, then you decide to stay there.
I decided to stay here. Okay. Once I'm an adult, your whole argument. You don't see anything.
But yeah, but you're drafted like at a pretty young age. Like at 18, are you really going to go move to a different country when you've lived in America your whole life?
A lot of people did during the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
They did. They moved to Canada. They moved to other countries.
But you see, the thing is, though, is the people, they did make choices in their lives that led them on that plane that crashed.
Oh, my God. They didn't.
I mean, they did.
They didn't choose to come to that island.
They did. You're wrong. In a sense, they made their life choices.
In a sense, they chose to come to that island.
They did. I mean, if you can say, well, I choose to be in America. Well, you could say the same thing. They made life choices to choose that they were going to be sitting on their plane.
I choose to live in America. At this point, I could go live in pretty much every country I want, any country I want, right?
I don't know. I don't know who would take you. You kind of bashed about every country.
There's got to be one out there I haven't bashed.
But
I'll wear a wig. They'll never know it's me.
But, you know, it's just they didn't have to make those life choices that led them to Australia. Kate didn't have to kill her father. You know, did Jacob make her kill her father to put her on the run?
I never said that.
Okay, but because she made those life choices.
But the plane was going from Australia to Los Angeles, not to some crazy magical island.
Well, it did, and you could also blame Desmond, and there's a phone call about that, and we'll wait for that phone call to come out.
You're just wrong on this whole choice thing. You're just wrong.
Well, that's your opinion, and you're entitled to it.
If someone grabs you, kidnaps you, and takes you somewhere because you've made some life decisions down the road.
But he didn't kidnap anybody. They made the choices to get onto that plane. He didn't hijack a plane.
So if you get on a plane.
He didn't hijack the plane.
Yes or no question here, lady. If you get on a plane going from Australia to Los Angeles and it gets hijacked and goes to Cuba, it's your fault. You chose to go to Cuba. That's what you're telling me. Because you chose to get on that plane.
You chose to get on the plane, and that's a chance you take when you're getting on a plane. Just the same as right now we chose to be in this house. A meteorite could come and land on this house and kill both of us. Was it our fault? No. But we chose to be here at this time. It's our choice to be here in this house.
You're wrong.
And same way, if you died on the operation table, was that your choice to die? No. But there's a 1% chance that you may die. It could happen.
No, but
Jacob didn't bring down the plane, did he?
I had a choice to have the surgery or not. I could have said, you know what? That 1%.
Just the same as you have the choice to get on the plane or not. Getting on a plane, you take the chance that it could possibly crash. There is a chance. But there's a percentage chance, same as if you're going on the operation table.
Are you
going
to argue that Jacob did not bring these people to the island?
I'm going to argue that maybe he already knew they were going to crash on the island.
That's not the
question.
No, don't answer the question with another question. Yes or no. Did Jacob bring the people to the island?
No, I don't. Not in the sense. Not like you're saying.
When we see Jacob talking to Man in Black in season 5, Man in Black asked him point blank, you brought him here? Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
So we can safely say that question doesn't need to be answered. It's already been answered. Jacob brings people to the island, yes or no?
Well, because people make life choices to get there.
It's a yes or no question.
It's not a yes or no. There's no such thing as a yes or no question.
When I'm asking you yes or no, did Jacob bring people to the island?
Yes, he brought people to the island.
Thank you.
But was it against... You're saying no, but you're not saying did he bring people to the island or not. You're saying he brought them against their own free will.
Did Michael want to be on that island?
No, but he... No, what are you talking about?
Michael, did he want to be on that island?
Nobody got in a plane crash. He chose to get on the plane. He took the chance of getting a plane crash, but he survived. He made the choice to go back to the island to make up for past sins. He made the choice to kill Anna Lucia.
Yeah, that I have no problem with all that stuff.
And now he's stuck on the island forever.
Everything you're saying in between is right, They originally did not choose to go that. You can't say I chose to go to that.
But then
island.
you can't say that Jacob forced them without choice to get to that island. It crashed. Jacob did not push the button and let the plane crash.
They were 1,000 miles off course. Who brought him 1,000 miles off course?
He doesn't have Jedi mind powers.
He brought the Black Rock to the island. He brought other people to the island.
Maybe he got Alvar Hanzo, and Alvar Hanzo wanted to go down because he was greedy to find out what was there.
You can't say that because we don't know.
But then you can't say that you don't know that Jacob actually brought that boat physically to the island.
He said he did. And you said Jacob never lies.
Well, he could say, no, I never said Jacob never lies. I never said
that. Everyone always says Jacob never lies.
No, see, but there you go. You're implying something that I didn't even say.
Well, that's a question inside the question.
Well, there you go. And that's a very politic thing to say, but it's not the right way to say it.
Look, I'll have that guy from North Carolina come down here and beat you up.
Who's that?
Didn't you see that Democratic congressman? Someone asked him a question. He started beating the kid up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nice move on his part. But he probably didn't choose to do that.
And there's another. That's called a deflection, Jack.
Yeah.
But
well, we can agree to disagree on this. I'm saying no. They did not choose originally to come to that island. There's no way you can say that.
But then you can't say that it was Jacob forcefully brought them to that island.
I can. I'm just going by what I'm taking Jacob at his word when it comes to that.
But you never saw him forcefully take anybody. He gave them choices. He always said they have to figure it out for themselves. I shouldn't have to do everything for them.
Yeah. Okay. I disagree.
Well, that's your choice to disagree. But don't say that I'm wrong in my opinion.
I'm just saying that your argument is weak.
How is it weak? I think it's bad. You can't disprove it. So it can't be weak if you can't disprove it.
I'm going by what the writers and what Jacob said, that he was bringing people to that island. He said he obviously was bringing people to that island.
But no, that's not what your statement is. Your statement is they're brought to that island against their will.
They are.
No, nobody can't say that.
It's if you're brought to an island, it's like he's saying.
Because then you lose your argument saying the people in the draft, yes, they were taken against their will to go to the island, but no, they made the choice to live in America, which is part of living in America.
That's part of the deal. I know when I'm living in this country, there's certain rules, and I have to obey those rules.
If
I don't want to obey those rules, I can go move to another country.
Exactly.
That's my choice as an adult. I can go move to another country.
Same as you have the choice to get on a plane. If it crashes, that's part of the chance you take when you're getting on a plane.
Okay.
Jacob didn't Yoda the plane onto the island.
So how is it 1,000 miles off course?
Because maybe it was supposed to be Frank Lapidus and not Seth Norris, who was busy shaving his mustache and didn't pay attention. Oh. I mean, that could be pilot error.
Okay, yeah, 1,000 miles off course. So you're saying now he's a bad pilot?
Well, he was killed. He wasn't one of Jacob's. He wasn't touched by Jacob.
Yeah.
And you could say every person that Jacob touched lived, so he saved all their lives.
Okay.
All right, let's get to this next email. Right. Hello, my take on Jacob. Here we go.
All right.
Hello, Jay and Jack. I'm weighing in on the Jacob good / bad debate. I'm on Jay's side of the equation here.
Sorry.
Good Lord.
We got this new stand, and it's actually holding up the emails for me. It's pretty cool.
I'm on Jay's side of the equation here. Jacob had an incredibly tough job that essentially arose from a mistake he had made thousands of years ago. However, he had to deal with the consequences of his action and protect the island and humanity from further catastrophe and try to undo the damage if possible. Regardless of what Jack says, it would never be a good idea to let the column of black smoke loose into the outer world. Just look at the BP oil spill. His fault or not.
Wait, hold on a second. Now it's Man in Black's fault, the BP oil spill?
No, don't.
That's going a little far.
No, don't let a column of black smoke loose into the world. Just look at the BP oil spill as like an example.
Okay, I thought he was blaming Man in Black for that. Come on, he's done some bad things, but that's just going a little too far. That's like Jay's argument.
The Man in Black had lost his humanity. We know he would not sit still and be content getting a day job at Walmart once he got his wish fulfilled and left the island.
You don't know that.
He would go around.
Wait, hold on a second. That's just assuming.
But you can go by his track record, which you love to do. You love to do for Jacob.
Have you seen a lot of greeters at Walmart? They're not the nicest people in the world.
Yeah, they don't really greet you anymore.
So there you go.
Hold on. I lost my place. Thanks. he would go around on a rampage, killing and infecting people the minute he didn't get what he wanted. Besides, if some of the light in the cave had become incorporated into his form, I'm not sure he could have left as long as he was still smoky. Jacob did bring people to the island, but he also provided them with a clean slate so they could start over. He may not have given them the initial choice of whether they wanted to come to the island, but he compensated for it by giving people a shot at redeeming their crappy lives. And we do see people getting redemption on the island, but it was their choices that led to it. As the people who died, sad as it is, perhaps it was their time to die. When one is at war, the leader does have to make tough choices, which may well cost him/her the love of many people. Ultimately, Jacob laid his own life down so that his chosen Lostaways could put an end to this dark chapter of the island and usher in a new one under the leadership of Hurley. Looking back, it seems incredibly obvious that Jacob was grooming Hurley to finally replace him all along. Doc Jensen's column, Jacob's Motivations and Modus Operandi, is one of my favorite columns on Lost. Here's a link to it. That's on popwatch.ew.com. But also, I do think that destroying the island would destroy the world. While we don't have direct evidence for it, we have a lot of indirect indications for that. For example, Desmond, the hatch, and the failsafe. However, the best clue, in my opinion, is the fact that the island is in the bottom of the ocean in the afterlife. No light equals no life. Hope Jack is recovering well from his surgery. I enjoy the podcast. I'm not sure if I'll be doing a full rewatch, but I'm looking forward to listening to your rewatch podcast. Aloha, Rams.
You know, I agree with probably a lot of it, but the part where he says that Jacob sacrificed his own life, well, it was his own fault. He made the mistake in the beginning. He should have if he was going to ask anyone to sacrifice his life.
And he did.
It should have been him above all. So you can't sit there and say, well, he sacrificed his own life. Well, it was his fault. He blew it. It was his mistake.
And he did sacrifice his life for it.
Yeah, but that email was making it sound like he sacrificed his own life for the greater cause.
No, it's just stating
it. He was the one that made the mistake. It was his fault that we were in this boat.
No, right? He said Jake laid his own life down so the chosen Lostaways could put it into this dark chapter island. And he wasn't saying it like, he died for the cause.
And I'm not convinced that the world would have ended if Man in Black had got off the
island. I am. Why are you not convinced?
Because I'm going by who said it. You had Widmore. Yeah, it's an honest guy.
Uh-huh.
Ben.
But nobody's honest. Nobody's an honest guy.
God, such a cynic. You don't believe anybody in this world could be honest? Nobody?
Everyone has a dishonest vein in their body. Wow. I'm sorry.
Man, that's just wrong.
You're the one who's sitting here, I don't trust him. Look who said it. Widmore said it.
I'm going by what we've seen. Do you trust Widmore?
No.
Okay. That was a yes or no question. You said there's no yes or no questions. You answered it right away.
In my opinion, no. But does it mean that there's people that could say yes?
No, I'm saying you could have said yes or no, but you answered it. You said there was no yes or no questions, but you answered that one yes or no.
Not indefinitely, no.
Look, I don't blame Jacob for the most part. It's basically his training. I said before he was trained by that crazy lady. So all he knew was what she told him. That's why we need a backstory, her backstory.
But then at the same time, you're saying, well, you choose to live. Well, maybe everyone that lives on Earth, that's part of the obligation. Sometimes you got to save Earth if you're going to live on it.
If that's the case.
Maybe that's the case in their world.
I don't have enough evidence yet that that was the case.
So if you don't have enough evidence, it's tough to make a prosecution on it. I mean,
we see every day people going, oh my God, this is it. And what happens?
What?
You know, you hear it every day. Oh, this is my God, the world's going to end, da-da-da-da. And what happens?
But I think...
I'm still sitting here doing a podcast with some kid.
I think
Lost
made the case with the magnetic properties of the island. It made a lot of sense. If this was a big pool of magnetic energy, if that was lost, if that was disrupted, that could really do a lot of damage to the Earth. I mean, it really could. If you look at the physics of how the Earth works and the magnetic properties of the Earth and what makes the Earth spin and what makes the Earth exist, if some big disruption in the magnetic properties of the world happened, which could probably happen with the island, which has big pools of electromagnetic energy, I think it's safe to say if something happens to that island, it's not good for the world. And I think it's almost obvious.
Yeah, I need a little more proof.
Read some about it. I mean,
I need more proof.
I know.
That's one of those questions that wasn't answered on Lost that ruined the whole series for me.
But I think it was pretty obvious. I mean, if you do your homework and you read about...
Hold on. I'm 48. Not doing any homework.
You tweet enough if you spent like half the time reading about stuff and then half the time tweeting.
Nah, it's boring. I don't care. Is it going to change the price of beer?
It may.
No.
It very well may.
It may not.
And I think 2012 is looking pretty bleak right now with all the crap going on in the world.
All those earthquakes in San Diego. They had another one yesterday.
I know. They had one this morning. Or they had one in Southern California this morning, I think. Or was it somewhere else?
They've had more earthquakes in the last year. I mean, ones that they've actually felt in the whole 40 years I was living in San Diego.
I know. Something's brewing.
Well, that's why I moved to Raleigh.
Did you know that earthquake in Chile like moved Earth off its axis by like 3 degrees or something like that?
Really? Now what's causing all these earthquakes?
The end of the world.
Man in Black is dead. You can't blame him for that.
You never know.
I think he would make a good greeter at Walmart.
Depends which Walmart you're talking about.
You know, he's a nice guy when things are going his way. And isn't that true for everybody?
Yeah, but he's a little baby when it doesn't. All right, Jack, let's get...
But a lot of people are babies when things don't go their way.
Jack, let's go to the next email here because we got...
I think Jack is right about Jacob.
Okay.
This is from Kim. I'm listening to the most recent podcast, and you asked for feedback regarding whether Jacob is a good guy or bad guy. I don't like going into the whole good guy or bad guy game. I think there's wrong you make wrong decisions. I believe that his motives were probably for the greater good, but the means he chose to get there were bad. All those people who died in both plane crashes weren't trying to hurt the island. All those people who died so that one person of a handful of Jacob's candidates could step up to protect the island and the light... No one chose to crash on the island, and all that happened to them while they were there was because Jacob brought them there. Seems like it could have been done with a little less casualties, and I agree. But I think mainly going back to he wasn't trained properly, though.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really blame him for that. I won't blame Jacob for that, but he wasn't trained properly.
Well, you know, I really think this debate comes down to whether or not you believe in Jacob's cause. And, Jack, you don't believe in Jacob's cause.
I'm not convinced that... I'm not saying I'm not convinced in his cause. I'm saying the way you went about it was wrong.
I think it's probably the best way you could do it.
No, I think you could...
How else could you do it?
You're sitting there saying, who wouldn't want to save the world? How many people would...
Okay, but... Hold okay.
on, no, answer my... If someone said, hey, you could do this, you need to do this to save the world, if I knew that that was the only way... Yeah, I'd give my life to go
okay,
save
Jack,
the world.
I'm Jacob. We'll do a role play here. I'm Jacob. Hey, who are you? What's your name, sir?
My name is Jack.
Okay, hey, Jack, I got a proposition for you.
Okay, so you're giving me a choice?
Proposition, you ready?
Yes, okay, Jacob, you're giving me a choice?
Yeah, here, you ready?
Thanks.
Okay, there's this island somewhere where a lot of crazy stuff happens. It does weird things to metal. And, I accidentally threw my brother... down this well full of light, and it turned him into this big smoke monster. Monster made out of smoke, but he can reappear.
Jacob, can you get to the end? Because I'm kind of falling asleep here.
Reappear as different dead people.
Okay.
So this guy, Smokey, let's call him Smokey. He wants to leave the island, but if he leaves, it'll take a part of that.
Why couldn't he leave in the first place?
What
was the problem?
I have this crazy mom, and she said he couldn't leave.
So wait a minute. Crazy, so he just couldn't leave because you have a crazy mom?
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
All right. Got it.
That was kind of before me. That wasn't in my tenure. I got ticked off at him because he killed my mom, so I threw him down the well.
So wait, this guy who wanted to leave killed your mom? And then you threw him down this what?
This well full of light.
Well full of light. Okay, got it.
Okay, well full of light. So when I threw him down, smoke, he turned into smoke, but he can reappear as dead people. And
okay, wait, this guy can reappear as dead people?
Yeah, dead people.
Okay.
So smoke or dead people, you know, you pick your poison. So the thing is, he wants to leave the island, but I can't let him leave the island, or he will take that light source, and the island will sink, and the world will end.
Yeah, okay.
So here's my proposition to you, buddy.
Okay, buddy, just keep moving along.
Do you want to come... and take over for me on this island.
Do you have anybody else who can back up your argument?
Well, I'm the only one here right now. So, it's me and Smokey.
You and Smokey.
So and Smokey's going to try and get you to let him leave.
So
what do you say, buddy?
You're the only one. Am I already on the island?
No.
I'm not on the island.
We're in L.A.
Well,
but I got a plane ticket
hold on,
for
hold
you.
Hold a second. I'd rather be anywhere other than L.A.
So will you take this plane ticket and come to this island?
Can I be somewhere else other than L.A.? Because your story is on... I'm not convinced by your story.
Okay, Houston.
Houston? All right. No, I'm going to stay in Houston.
You're going to stay in Houston?
I'm going to stay in Houston because you're kind of crazy.
All right. Well, thanks, buddy. The world is over.
All right.
There you go, Jack.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, if someone came up to you with that story, would you, off the street?
That's my point. That's my point.
Oh, my God.
You can't recruit people for that stuff.
You can recruit people for that stuff. If you have evidence, if you come and show evidence.
Maybe he doesn't have the logical evidence.
No, he wasn't trained right. That's the problem. He was
all right,
like,
ready,
okay,
Jack?
Everything's cool. I'll bring people here to die.
Free will. Hey, Jay and Jack. I hope Jack is recovering well from his surgery. I agree with you guys that it's good to not have a definite explanation about everything that happened in Lost. It makes much more thought makes it much more thought provoking. The two of you have had a good running debate over whether the candidates had any choice about being on the island, and in the last podcast you said, do you have any choice about being on Earth? In which the response was yes, because I could always kill myself. But the candidates were not even given that opportunity. There were various people, Michael, Witcher, Jack, who showed us that suicide was not an option for them. I think that it was just one of the elaborate rules that Jacob made when he was in control. That was the point of the game that was given to the boy in black. He told Jacob that when it was his game, he could make up the rules. In answer to someone else's question last week, why can the women conceive on the island? I think, again, it was just one of Jacob's twisted rules. Thanks for all your podcasts. Like so many others have said, you have enriched the Lost experience for me, Barney, Cambridge, England.
Do you think it was Jacob's twisted rules that the reason he couldn't conceive?
Because here's the thing. Like, Jack, you're upset that these people died, but as long as Jacob actually chose them to be on that island, they lived.
Not all of them.
Well, that could be that he didn't choose them.
So if you weren't chosen by Jacob, you just got kicked to the curb and you were killed.
Well, plane crashes happen all the time.
But what about the ones that were alive?
They made choices in their lives that led to their deaths.
Okay.
And some were murdered.
Yes.
Alana, and they got to go to
Brom
Crash Sideways
and
World.
Jacob's bodyguards. This one is from... doesn't say... okay, Shelley. I'd just like to hear your insight to the whole protector of Jacob's people. Jacob obviously had a relationship with Alana. We've seen them together off the island, and when Jacob visited her in the hospital to tell her that he needed her help. You know, I would like to see more of a backstory on that one, too, would you?
The Alana thing?
Yeah. See what she was actually...
I was satisfied with it.
What was her training? What was she going through? Because she was a true believer.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just like... do we really need to see it?
She was a true believer. Like you, maybe she came up with that story. Hey, I got maybe she, that whole story you gave me. Maybe that's what he told Alana. And she went, sure, okay. And when Alana stated that Jacob was like her father, so Jacob spent a lot more time off the island than just touching other candidates. You know, he got to go off the island, but Man in Black didn't. If he had such a close relationship with Alana.
Choices.
Alana Brom and the rest of the bodyguards had a lot of knowledge about Jacob, like the ashes around the house in the woods, and when Brom sprinkling the ashes around himself tried to protect himself from the smoke monster, or even Alana getting Saeed on the plane, so she even knew what the plane was going to the island. Who had to be on it? Which person? Jack couldn't persuade to get on the plane. Any ideas that you could share?
Well, Nigel, I think he probably just...
Well, Alana was a true believer.
She was, and we talked about it a little bit before, but do we really need to know it?
In fairness to Alana, though, she probably knows more about Jacob's history than the other people. That's why she's such a true believer. Now, what about Abram and the other group? They probably just were hired guns, maybe, by Alana?
Could be, yeah.
And that they just knew that...
Alana was the leader?
She gave them basic rules on how to survive.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It didn't work. But I think that Brom and the rest were just hired guns. Alana was a true believer. She was doing it for the right cause. I think she owed Jacob something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, maybe another reason why she did it. But she was a true believer. Brom, I think, was just along for the...
killing?
but she did know the plane was going to end up back on that island. That's why she brought Saeed.
Yes, definitely.
I think we can answer that question if people are wondering about that one. That's 100% sure.
All right, this is my last email, I think. Yes. Hey, guys. I was just about to write you guys about this when a caller brought it up. I'm writing to respond to Jay asking if we, the people, think Jacob is good or evil. First things first, the people Jacob brought to the island, all of them did not have a choice. Jay likes to say, did things in their lives that brought them to that point or some such thing. Really? If you become a con man, do you expect to be put on a plane, crash on a magical island, and fight a smoke monster? If you have a difficult father/son relationship based around alcohol and performing spinal surgery, should you expect to become the chosen one and battle a zombie on the cliffs of a crumbling island in the hopes that it saves the world? I think that people's choices can lead them down some messed up roads, but do you think these people should have included the events that unfold as possible consequences for their actions? I better not get into drugs while on tour with my brother. There's a chance I could drown in a facility created by scientists trying to monitor electromagnetic energy on an island adorned with a giant four-toed foot. As for Jacob, I've given this a lot of thought, and I think Jacob is ultimately conniving, childish, and pretty and petty, while Man in Black is a tragic victim. If we go back chronologically, what do we have? Man in Black is special and Jacob is not. Man in Black dreams of leaving the island and works to achieve that dream. He is not evil, powerful, or scheming. Mother wants him to stay, but can't offer an honest, clear reason why. Let's not forget she's a murderer. In the spirit of quick explanation, Mother and Jacob take steps in steps which ruin Man in Black's life in the name of the greater good, and eventually leads to him turning into a monster. With scenarios then established, Man in Black is not allowed to leave the island simply because Jacob says so. Without reason, Man in Black becomes Jacob's prisoner so that he can play a game for hundreds of years. No one else wants to play this game. I'm pretty sure not once did we even see them make a bet. Was Jacob lying about that? In the end, Jacob comes off as a scorned child playing in a sandbox, destroying people's lives on a whim so that he can finally feel superior to his special brother at the cost of many innocent lives. Can't wait for the rewatch. Mike Henry, San Francisco.
I can't add anything else to that.
I disagree.
I have to agree with that 100%.
I disagree. I mean, they made poor life choices. Granted, do you know what your poor life choices are going to lead you? No. But I'll tell you this much. Being stuck on the island, I'd probably pick that over going to prison for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah, because you'd have a chance.
You'd have a chance.
But again, you just said, if I had a choice.
But when you make choices like murdering people, you lose your choice.
But hold on a second. You just said the key word. If I had a choice, I would choose to go to that island. And what did I say? I agreed with you. It's all about choice. It's like when I'm sitting here.
Well, I didn't say that everyone has a choice between prison or going to a magical island.
No, you brought up, but to make.
I'm saying if this is me personally.
Yeah, if you personally, yeah, it's like me. I love to watch TV, laying around the house, watch TV, but I've been doing it for almost 2 weeks now, and I hate it. Why? Because I don't have a choice. That's all I can do is sit around and watch TV or go on the computer. I'm sick of it.
Exactly, and you made life choices in your life, and can you still become like a super rich executive somewhere? Sure. But is it as easy?
And do I want to be hated? No.
So see, you make life choices, and there's consequences for every action you make in life.
Yeah, I agree with all that, but they did not choose to go to that. How you can sit there and still say to you, they chose to go to that
but
island?
But here's the thing. But you don't. There's a lot of things in life you don't have choices for. You do things, and there's action for every.
There
reaction.
Wasn't much of it. It wasn't much of a coincidence they ended up at that island when they were candidates, right? It wasn't like there was like out of the blue. It wasn't like if I got on the plane, I'm not a candidate. And all of a sudden, everyone's on there. It ended up on that island.
Okay, well, tell me this. Maybe the plane was going to crash there no matter what Jacob was going to do. Once he found out that plane was going to crash there, he looked out of all of those passengers and tried to find the best candidates to take over for his job. Once he found the best people out of all the people on that plane to take over for his job, he went back in time. And or maybe it was at the time he knew it was going to happen and touched all of these candidates to make sure that they would survive the plane crash to give them an opportunity to take over as the protector of the island. Otherwise, if he didn't intervene and touch these people, they all would have died.
Now, if that would have been the case, if you have proof that that was going to happen.
But you don't have proof in the other way. You don't have proof. That it was the other direction.
That Jacob.
That thing I just said is just as provable, like just as valid as your theory and argument.
No, because that was never ever brought up ever. I have Jacob saying yes. I brought them to the island. He's brought people. Has Jacob brought people to the island before?
But he could be just saying it.
God. Okay.
You don't have proof.
If
that wasn't the other way.
If. You would have a great argument if that was ever brought up, ever. I would say, you know what? If that's what was going to happen, no problem. I have no problem.
But see, I don't see how you could tell me that maybe if Hurley decided to just say, I can just get the next flight. Do you think Jacob was actually there in his brain making him get there? Can you prove that to me?
I think he could he could have set up the events that made him get all on that plane, right? They were all all these candidates mysteriously get on that plane.
Maybe it was destiny.
Mm-hmm.
You, I mean, you can't say it isn't.
Okay.
And why if it wasn't destiny, because that's what you're saying right now, why would they meet all up in the afterlife and be with each other even after they died? Wasn't it that Christian Shepherd said the events on the island were the most important events in their lives?
So now we're trusting the drunk.
Well, they were all there in the afterlife. Can you argue that together?
I could not argue that.
So I think it's pretty valid.
It made for a very good ending.
It did. So TV I think show. That shows that maybe that was the right choice.
All right.
Say what you will.
I'm just saying. I just, yeah, okay.
All right. Jack, you ready to get into the phone calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Jay and Jack, David from Winston-Salem. Calling in reference, somebody had called and mentioned whether the bomb had gone off in Jughead or not. Originally, when I saw the episode, I was under the belief that she had set the bomb off. But in retrospect, thinking back about it, Rosinski had unleashed the drill and had, quote-unquote, tapped the pocket of energy. We know, of course, from Season 2 that every 108 minutes, they had to release the energy. So my thought was, in retrospect, that perhaps what they had done is they had tapped into the pocket of energy, a certain amount of time had elapsed, whatever that was, and that caused a giant flash or a electromagnetic incident which returned the Losties back to the regular time. When they disappeared, Rosinski, Darman, and the rest of the guys came back, built the station, and figured out a way to release the energy every 108 minutes, which of course went without any hitches until Desmond went for a little walk on the island, and then when Locke and Desmond broke the computer and caused, of course, the hatch to implode and Desmond to end up streaking in the jungle. So in retrospect, I think I actually kind of agree with him that the bomb never really went off. Which would then also explain that there might be a leaking nuclear weapon, which is then why there's all the cement that you haven't seen since Chernobyl in the Swan Station. Because had it gone off, you really wouldn't use cement. The whole area would be mildly radioactive. Still usable, but it would be radioactive. I mean, think of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. People do still live there. Anyway, interested to hear y'all's thoughts, and talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, what's going on, Jay and Jack? This is Brent calling from California. First of all, man, I got to say, appreciate you guys with the podcast every week. I've been listening to you guys for a couple years now. This has been a great ride, but I don't know if I'll be able to take that ride through the rewatch, man. Seeing this ending, it was a great episode in itself, but I feel like I wasted a lot of time watching the screen so closely, trying to find out why a person looked at another person a certain way, what the details of each episode of each scene, what they meant. And in the end, it didn't mean anything. So great show, great ride, but the rewatch, I'm not too sure about that. And I'm listening to everyone in their comments on it, and no one is really bringing up the fact that we, you know, well, it's a lot of things that we just had no purpose in the show. Maybe it's just filler time. Anyway, it's just my thoughts, man. You guys have a great career. I'll talk to you later on. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Eric from Indiana. Love the podcast. Love Lost, of course. A couple things I wanted to talk about. And one of your last couple podcasts, you were discussing the stained glass in the church in the final episode. You guys talked about there being the donkey wheel in the glass. That was more like a wagon wheel, and I think it goes back to Stephen King's Dark Tower series, and it's the Wheel of Ka in that stained glass with the other religious symbols. And on another note, I was wondering if you guys are watching Justified on FX with Timothy Olyphant, the other Deadwood guy. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on that show. Hope to hear more podcasts from you soon, and take care.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
You know, Eric, I'm upset with myself because I saw a preview for that show about a month and a half ago or whatever it was. I said,
yeah, that's right. Huh?
I'm going to watch that show because I love him.
Mm-hmm.
And forgot all about it until you just said it.
Yeah.
Just forgot all about the show until you said that. Great. I wonder if it's on Hulu or something.
Some
like that.
Fan you are, right?
Yeah, well, it'd probably be another show they don't finish it or something like that.
Getting to what that wheel was, I believe, as far as it's a Dharma Chakra.
Yeah.
And it is a symbol in Buddhism. And the wheel of Dharma or wheel of law is a symbol that has represented Dharma, the Buddhist teachings of the path to enlightenment since the early period of Indian Buddhism. It is also sometimes translated as wheel of doctrine or wheel of law. A similar symbol is also used in Jainism. It is one of the Ashtamangala symbols. So yeah, that's from Wikipedia.
Oh.
But yeah, but it's, that is
that's
cool.
What also, it was when we were talking with Chris White and we forgot what the name was.
Yeah. but yeah, so but I do think that's kind of cool how it could also kind of tie into the Dark Horse series, Stephen King and Damon Lindelof, and I think Carlton Cuse are both big Stephen King fans and kind of write in little references to Stephen King.
Well, didn't Lindelof plagiarize from him or something like that?
Plagiarize?
He put up Twitter.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I like his tweets. They're pretty funny.
Yeah. And then we had Brent. You know, a lot of people are saying that. They don't want to do the Lost rewatch because they feel cheated. They feel, and I'm not going to sit there and defend it one way or the other. I'm going to, the main reason for me to do the Lost rewatch is kind of relax and kind of enjoy it and maybe not have to look for so close for clues and maybe just enjoy the show. But we had an email and I didn't bring it on, but it was similar to this, but some guy was upset because he felt cheated because he spent so much time looking for clues and felt ripped off and all this stuff. And I said, well, they never told us we had to do it. They never told us we had to look for clues and stuff like that. So it was kind of...
But you know, I understand, but you know, but did you have fun while we did all that stuff?
It was fun, and I don't feel cheated.
Yeah.
As far as that for me, but there were a lot of times that went nowhere.
But at the same time, like some stuff, there was some red herrings, but a lot of stuff, like the little kind of throwaways and all this kind of stuff, it really did lead to a better understanding of the show.
But there were
and did help to answer some of the things that weren't really specifically answered on the show. If you really paid attention to some of the little Easter eggs and some of the side things, I think it gave the audience enough tools to come up with conclusions on a lot of the different questions out there.
But there were things people were looking for that I might not have been looking for. Everyone had their own different, because we were all going with different theories what was going on. So because we'd get emails, I go, I don't even think about that. So I'd actually go back and watch it because people would say, hey, I saw this and saw that and saw this. There were so many things out there you didn't even pay attention to because that wasn't the direction I was going with the show.
And what's cool is now that we're going to be doing the rewatch, we can watch it from the beginning knowing what the ending is. And that could also help us understand better the overall story and maybe find out more about the show and maybe, you know, get more out of it, I think, with the rewatch. So, you know, I understand where you're coming from, but I think for a lot of people, I think the rewatch it'll be a lot of fun to go back from the beginning, and we haven't done podcasts about the first season, so it's gonna be fun doing that.
Well, for me, it's gonna be less intense.
Yeah, but you know, so I'm really excited about it. I can't wait to see it again and watch it straight through from beginning to end, with all those pesky commercials.
Well, that and I won't have to go back and watch each scene. What do you say? What do you do? What? That will be nice. And then we had David, the whole bond. Yeah, you make sense, David. The only problem I ever had with the whole. The Swan Station was the fact they only had two guys down there. It was so important. Why do you only have two guys down there?
Maybe it's the best. If there's three guys, that could lead to a party. There's a lot of Dharma wine down there.
And it wasn't Locke and Desmond who broke the computer. It was Locke. Locke broke the computer, not Desmond.
Why are we talking about this?
He said Locke and Desmond broke the computer.
Yes.
It was Locke.
But you know what, though? Desmond did plant the seed in Locke's head that it was all for nothing and all that kind of stuff.
Because he was drunk.
Why you can't have more than two people in the Dharma Station.
You can't listen to the drunk. Okay, then you need to be smarter and not listen to the drunk guy. Do you listen to the drunk guy?
Sometimes the drunk guys tell you the truth. They're not holding anything back.
Not holding anything back.
All right, Jack, ready for the next set of calls?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Evan in New Jersey. Long-time listener, a few times caller. I just have to say how awesome is the show Lost. I'm listening to your podcast and people are calling in with some, like, really cool, like, theories about what that afterlife was or whatever other reason. And it's just a testament to how good that show was and how, yeah, some people might look at it and say, see, we didn't get all the answers and more questions. No, that just means we'll be discussing it for that much longer. And that just shows, first of all, the purpose and how grateful I am for you guys and the other few quality Lost podcasts that are out there that we can just, you know, continue on afterwards just for a little bit in sort of memorandum of the of what we just experienced the past 6 years. And I think that's an answer to everybody's question. Why didn't they give us all the answers? So that we can do this sort of thing. You know what I mean? It's now, so that was their purpose from the very beginning, to have a show that gets us to do it. Anyway, I can go on forever, but just listening to some of the callers sort of inspired me to put in my 2 cents. All right, buddy. Take it easy. Look forward to hearing the next one. Bye.
Hey, it's Terry from Michigan. I just wanted to call in on some thoughts about Jacob and Saeed. Jacob was telling them around the campfire that he chose them because their lives were meaningless and empty before, and they didn't really have much to live for and whatever, which was, I think, true for the most part. But Saeed, when he was coming from Australia, it was to, you know, be reunited with Nadia, which was love of his life. And he was about to, you know, have this awesome happiness to finally be back with her. And then he gets, you know, stranded on the island and tortures again. And, you know, it doesn't really, I don't know, it doesn't really seem to work out that well for him. But, yeah, I don't know. So that's just my thought on that whole thing. All right, well, love the podcast. Look forward to the rewatch and all that good stuff.
Hi, Jay Jack. It's a first time caller, very long time listener. I'm just calling you because I was hearing the last podcast, and I have an insight of the recon episode. It was called the part of Little House on the Prairie was where Saria that was seeing the show, and what he says in that episode, in that clip, you see the very ending of the show, what he says. And the other thing, that the island didn't have the pregnancy. What if the incident provoked that nobody could have kids? And that's my theory, and have a great day. And thank you for the show. My name is Alberto from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Thank you.
All right, thank you for those calls. And what that Little House episode that he was talking about this is from Lostpedia, from their recap of this. A little girl, Laura, tells her father that she would be devastated if anything ever happened to him and her mother. Her father tells her that if you live your life worrying about the future, life will be over before you know it. He tells her that people aren't really gone once they die, and that you hold on to their good memories until you see them again. That's pretty much...
He's 100% right on worrying about the future if you stress about that, because life is over before you know it.
And
that's 100% accurate.
And it's kind of funny, like, when you look back on it now, how much of a clue, or, you know, that little episode clip of Little House on the Prairie was.
So basically, I could have just watched Little House on the Prairie and got all the answers for Lost.
And I think that little bit right there proves the validity of the rewatch, is seeing how much little things they kind of threw in there that kind of really did kind of show what would happen in the end. So I think that could be a fun part of it.
And then we had Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Now it basically comes down to, who do you think is the better choice, Shannon or Nadia? You had Shannon, who was selfish, only cared about herself for the most part. Wouldn't we agree on that?
But
you see her backstory, you see why she is the way she is. But we have.
I don't think she really got selfish or anything until her mother. Like, once I think they showed her backstory about her mother.
Well, it was her stepmother.
Her stepmother. She seemed like a pretty cool kid before that.
Yeah, but she did on the island at the beginning and in the airport. She was kind of a snot.
And I think she had a reason to be a snot.
Now, Nadia is doing for the greater good. She's fighting for what she believes how her country should be. She's fighting for the greater good. Right?
Yes.
So who do you think is the better catch, Shannon or Nadia?
I would say Nadia is the better catch, but maybe that Saeed wasn't destined to be with Nadia.
Because Jacob didn't want him to be with Nadia?
No, not it's just maybe it was his destiny to not be with Nadia. There's just some people that you just aren't supposed, you just don't end up being with, and that's just how it is.
Yeah, that's life. And then we had
that is life.
I'm agreeing with you. God, lighten up, Francis. And we had Evan. You know, I agree with 100% what people are saying, that we didn't get, he's happy that they didn't give all the answers. We can talk about it, but I get what people are saying. Because a lot of people just wanted Lost to end.
Sit on the fence.
No, they wanted people to... Aren't there people out there that said, okay, I've watched it for 6 years, give me the answers, and I want to move on. I don't want to talk about Lost the next 30 years. You can't fault people for that.
That's fine. But, you know, I think, though...
That's the people that are upset that some of the answers we didn't get 100% of the answer. Like I said, but I enjoy it. I like arguing about Jacob being a good leader or bad leader, whatever you want, however you want to call it. Not a good guy, bad guy. I don't think it's good or bad. I don't think he's a bad guy. I just think he made bad decisions.
Oh, look at that. You've already come a little bit closer to my side.
No, I've said that for a long time. I said he's made bad decisions. And that one can't be argued.
But you know, the thing is, though, is I think they did conclude the story. They concluded the story. They just didn't give you all the answers. I think there's a difference between that and, like, we were watching Flash Forward, and I think we wanted the conclusion of the story so we could move on with it. We didn't want all the answers. We just wanted the conclusion to the story.
Yeah, we did not get a conclusion to the story.
So, well, Lost gave a conclusion to the story.
Like I said, Deadwood. I know the conclusion of the story because I went on the internet and read about it. That's how I know
it's
how
on the internet?
You just go back and read the history of Deadwood and hear what happened to all the characters on there.
Oh.
But no, not the show.
Well, the show... It wasn't really true to life anyway.
It was, but it was based on real characters, though.
Yeah, but it's like one of those things, like, based on a true story, but they kind of embellished it to kind of fit however
they wanted for the show. Well, you had to do that, but at least I know exactly, okay, what happened to these guys after that point? What happened?
Uh-huh.
At least I have some closure.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, Jack, you and I should write a book about
and not have an
all
ending.
The answers.
And not have an ending.
No, just we'll just give answers to the show and... Sure, they may not be the real answers, but they'll be answers. Maybe that'll make somebody happy.
Well, you know, if everyone buys it, it will make me happy.
Oh, man.
And that's all that matters. All
right, Jack, you ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Johnny from Steubenville, Ohio. Just a quick idea here for the finale. I loved it. I didn't need really nitpicky answers to everything like some people do. You know, I always kind of made fun of the people that needed to have an answer for every little thing. You know, I think if you go back and rewatch the series, you can kind of figure stuff out on your own. You know, you can kind of put stuff together, you know, and come up with plausible conclusions if you just rewatch it and, you know, think about it a little bit. But to me, I loved the finale. It wrapped everything up really well. But the one thing that I kind of wish that it had was a jaw-dropping, holy crap moment. You know, I mean, some of the other finales were really great at that. I mean, the season 3 finale, what? They're off the island? Flash forwards, what? You know, and the season 4 finale when the island disappeared. I mean, those were moments that just hit us in the head and just, you know, changed everything. It was so crazy, you know, and like, you know, moments when Michael killed Libby and Anna Lucia, you know, none of us expected that. It was just crazy, you know. There's a lot of, you know, just crazy moments in Lost that shocked us and hit us hard, and to me that's what got me into the show to begin with. And I would have liked to have seen something like, you know, yeah, you find out they're all dead, and that you know, that's pretty interesting. You can think about it for a long time, but I don't know. It's one thing I wish that we had. It's just some kind of crazy moment. But nonetheless, it was great. It wrapped stuff up. You know, it wasn't a cheap ending. It was a well-thought-out ending that's going to leave us talking, and here we are talking about it. So they did a good job. You guys did a great job, too. You made the show interesting for us, so we love you. Take care. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Joe from San Bernardino, California. And I was just calling for just to see for the rewatch, if you guys could make different, like, introductions to the like, when you're rewatching, instead of using Lost the Review again and all the, like, the little songs you guys had, if you could make a new version for the theme, because I think it's time for a change, for a new little segue. So if you could do that for me, Joe, your best buddy, thank you very much, and talk to you guys later.
Yeah, this is for Jay and Jack. Love your podcast. This is Roger from Raleigh. I got a three-part question for you. The first one is, do you think that people can enjoy the show without listening to the podcasts? There's a lot of podcasts out there, yours, the official one, Ryan and Jen. And the reason I'm asking is I know some friends who don't listen to the podcast, and I don't think they enjoy it as much as I did. The second part of the question is, let's say 5 years from now, I talk to somebody and they buy the complete set and they've never heard of Lost before. Can they enjoy it without the podcasts? Because there's a lot of references to, you know, all the different books and stuff. And there's a lot of inside information and lots of little Easter eggs throughout the show. And that leads to the third question. Have you guys, this is basically a follow-up to, like, when you're interviewing Chris White. He said perhaps the podcast, his podcast, would be on the complete series. Have you guys thought about putting your podcast or getting some of the other podcasters, Dar Millars or Ryan and Jen, to put theirs on a disc so that people who are watching the show 5 years from now or 10 years from now can also have access to the discussions that were going on at the time the show was released? And if you just watch this show, like, straight through, if it's 6 or 7 straight episodes, you're definitely going to have a different experience than if you watch the show, have 2 or 3 hours of discussion about one episode, and then watch the next episode. Anyway, enjoy your podcast. Doing a great job this summer, guys. Thanks.
All right, thank you for those calls.
All right, let's answer number one first. Can you enjoy Lost without listening to a podcast, hey, the official Lost podcast, Ryan and Jen and Dar Millars? Without a question, I think you can. I'm kidding.
Man. Well, you know, I think Jack and I, we both watched Battlestar Galactica, and there was podcasts for that, and I think we both enjoyed Battlestar Galactica.
I enjoyed it, but I've
probably
said
not as much as Lost.
I've
right?
said this. What I would have read, it's this. Obviously, Lost was the first time I've ever been part of a community. You know, got a message
for a TV show.
For a TV show.
Well, you did for Survivor, right?
Yeah, but I didn't really, because I got into it, but I wasn't really, oh my God. There, I didn't even know there were podcasts. At the time, I didn't know there were podcasts about it, so I didn't.
Well, there wasn't. There wasn't yet when we started.
Oh, there wasn't?
But,
okay.
Yeah.
But for me, I wish I would have been part of the Battlestar Galactica community.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily podcasting about it, but I would have liked to listen to podcasts and hear what different people were thinking, because, you know, the people you're talking to, they may agree with you or disagree with you, but sometimes it's fun just to get people's different views and their ideas. I think it was more enjoyable for Lost, because I would listen to other podcasts, also podcasting about it, answering the emails, being a part of the whole community, for me, made it better.
Yeah, I would agree. It made it more of an experience. But, you know, it's tough, though, because now that it's over, would, like, say, you know, we put out a box set with all the Lost podcasts on it, but would that be the same as if you're there while it's happening? You know what I mean? Like, is it too late once it's over? Is it too late to, like, have that same experience?
I think that's a sticky question. That's a
tricky. It is. It's tough.
It's hard because
it's tough to say.
Who's going to say, yeah, I'm going to go buy that. Well, then, I watched this episode. Now I got to go to their season. Because most Lost ones, no one started until the second season.
Mm.
Right? So there's only nothing out there. Even the official Lost podcast, they came after we did.
Yeah.
So,
well, the first Lost podcast started second season.
Right. So there's nothing for the first season. Yeah, it's a tough one. But for me, like I said, I'm sitting there thinking, what other, because most of my podcasts I listen to are lost podcasts. What am I going to listen to now?
The Schmodcast.
Well, I have that one. I'm thinking, what else can, that's only once a week or once every other week, right?
I'm not sure. I'm way behind on it, actually.
Yeah, I haven't listened. Well, since Lost has come on, I've only had a chance to listen to Lost. But I'm thinking, okay, what else am I going to listen to?
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a cool idea, and we'll see. I mean, as long as we keep paying the bills on the hosting, the podcast will still be up there for people to download. So,
right.
But, yeah, we'll see. Maybe the rewatch. Because the problem with, like, doing something like a disc set or something like that is the files are so huge. Like, one episode, just the AAC. I mean, if you compress it to whatever.
Well, plus we have two episodes a week.
So, yeah, so that's... So sometimes 2 to 3 hours of content a week per episode. This season alone, season 6, this is our 38th podcast on season 6. So it's to make like a disc box set with like every single Lost. I mean, that's a lot of CDs. Yeah.
But getting to his question, like I said, when I remember staying in line at Comic-Con and people would be talking about BSG, I wasn't watching it yet. I had to walk away.
Yeah.
There were people talking. I go, oh, sorry, guys. I have to walk away because I don't want to hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather be part. If the show's that good, and it's one of those shows that is kind of a theory type show where you're discussing theories and it's interesting, I'd rather be part of a community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sold on that now.
Yeah, it's definitely it made this whole The Lost experience something really special.
But like Wipeout, I like to watch Wipeout. Do I need to be part of a community for that? No. I can watch the big balls and all that different stuff and kind of enjoy it myself and just go, okay, yeah. Maybe joke about, hey, do you see that guy flipping, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. And then we had Joe. You know, Joe, I've been saying this for 5 years. So I'm 100% behind.
Well, yeah, but actually, I think this time it actually might warrant some new segue music since it's a different... We're doing kind of a different type of format with the rewatch. So, yeah, maybe. Maybe there'll be some new segue
music. Let's do it for Joe.
Let's do it for Joe. Let's do it for Johnny.
And then Johnny from Steubenville?
Steubenville?
Pittsburgh? I think the problem was you didn't get that, oh, my God, you know, you were never going to top season 3.
Well, that and do you really, I think if there was like a WTF moment to end the entire show... I think there would have been riding the streets. I like that it was concluded.
Right.
It was a bit of a twist finding out the side of this, but it was concluded. I felt at peace. You know, if we ended on something like, we got to go back, Kate, then it's just like, oh, but that's not finishing the show. You're just leading us on to maybe something else happens one day, you know? So I think that's why you probably couldn't
I think
have
they ended it in the best way that they could.
Yeah, exactly.
So there we go. But there was no way they were going to top season because season 3 left me. I had no idea. I had no clue that was coming, and it just shocked me. I was like, oh, my God.
Exactly. All right, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls?
Oh, there's more?
Yep, okay. one last set. All right, here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Don from Pennsylvania. I just want to put my 2 cents in about the finale. In my opinion, the finale was the right ending for the show because we get all of the information that the Losties would have had. I mean, outside from Jack and Hurley, and I don't think they had all the information, none of them would have known all of the answers about the island. Just like in real life, none of us know everything that there is to know. You know, we just know what we need to know, and we go through life that way, and we're satisfied with that. And also, if you, on a different subject, if you remember, too much information is not always better. Just think of the second Star Wars trilogy, and it really didn't help the first one at all. And that's all I have to say about it, and keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Pat from Maryland calling in. I was calling in to defend Jacob, or at least suggest that maybe he didn't kill everybody on Oceanic 815. Desmond's the one who failed to turn the key, and that caused the plane to crash. I'm sorry, Desmond's the one who failed to press the button, and that caused the plane to crash originally. I say Jacob didn't bring the plane there. Jacob just knew the plane was coming and was going to crash. He visited the Losties in the past, to guarantee they would survive. I would say that the only reason anybody lived on the plane was that Jacob had intervened so the plane would not kill everybody. That's my opinion. Secondly, I don't think, as Jay implied, the destruction of the statue caused a fertility problem. More than likely, the Egyptians built the statue because there was a fertility problem. They were hoping that their fertility goddess would change that. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, guys, this is Dan in L.A. Now, I'm of the mind that there are a lot of problems with the way the series ended. I liked about 95% of the finale episode, but the Flash sideways, the way it paid off, sort of cheapened the quality of much of the show beforehand, you know, sort of made a lot of the stakes watered down. Now, that said, I've sort of been trying to find a way to like it, and here's the problem. Here's another problem with The Flash Sideways, is that at the beginning of Season 6, they showed us Juliet hitting the bomb twice. First time they showed it, we pulled out from the window of the plane, and everyone was alive, and the island was underwater, and then they showed it again, and we cut to the on-island story with our characters back in 2007. That's not really a red herring. That's kind of a lie, you know? That's kind of like a deliberate mislead that makes you even wonder if they knew what the Flash Sideways were at that point. Now, probably they did. But the problem with that is it definitively indicates a cause and effect relationship between hitting the bomb and going to the Flash Sideways. So, okay, in my attempt to rationalize this and find a way to like this and to not criticize it anymore and find a way to move on with my life. Here's what I've sort of theorized, is that hitting the bomb did set off Jughead. And at that point, there were two timelines created, one in which the island was destroyed and sank, and our characters went into the afterlife. And that would be the Flash Sideways world. And then there was an alternate timeline where the bomb didn't go off, and they simply flashed to the future, lived out their life, and then eventually died, and went into the afterlife. So in that sense, the two timelines did converge? I don't know. I'm still trying to find a way to make it work. But anyway, that's my way to try to figure out a way to like that last episode. So, thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Love the show. Bye.
You know, he might be onto something. Maybe that's how they made the Flash Sideways a reality.
Yeah,
you know,
that could be it.
But it is tough to say. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's not a red herring. I just think it was a good plot device to kind of try and trick us. They never said that which one was the reality or not the reality.
And I know a lot of people have said they don't like it because it was a lie or a misleading.
And they said from the beginning, they said it wasn't an alternate reality.
And for me, I was cool with that because I didn't want to know what was going on.
Yeah.
I wanted to try it. So you can lie to me once in a while. But Dan, you know, you don't have to defend yourself. Like for me, I know some people like Jay don't believe people should have a choice if they like Lost or not. You know, Jay's just saying, hey, that's your destiny. If you watched it for 5 years, you were sitting, everything you did up to that day you were watching Lost, if you don't like the ending, too bad, it wasn't your choice. I'm all about choice. So if you like Lost, if you don't like Lost, you don't like Lost, you like it, it's your choice.
You can, you know, don't say it. That's not true. That's not true at all. I think you make choices in life, but I do think there is, you know, a bit of destiny to life and what.
Yeah, so if you don't like Lost, it's your fault. You didn't have a choice.
No. But based on, you know, like what you like and what you wanted out of the show and what happened, you didn't like it. So that was, you know, just how it turned out.
Because you didn't have a choice. Let's see. And then we had, all right. And the second call we had was Pat. You know, I have to agree with you 100% on the statue. You're probably right. There was probably always a problem on the island. And that's why they built the statue.
That could be, yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I guess I have to agree with you 100% on the whole Jacob thing about the, you know, obviously if you can do something for Jacob and help Jacob later on in life and help him be at peace later on in life, then he can touch you and you know, save your life. But if you can't help him, then you die a horrible death. So yeah, I agree with that 100%. And we had Don.
Is it a horrible death if it's like instantaneous? I mean, if I had to die, that'd probably be the way
to
die.
Oh, come on. You saw the opening scene. Wouldn't you be terrified the plane's breaking apart?
Yeah, but you're only terrified for a few seconds.
Oh my God. That'd be horrible. Horrible. I've seen you on roller coasters. Are you kidding me?
But it only lasts for so long.
Yeah, but you've been terrified on roller coasters?
It's better than like being burnt at the stake or what they did in the Spanish Inquisition. I mean, there's a lot worse ways to die.
So now we're going to get into a debate on which is the worst way to die.
What's the best way to die? Oh, man.
And then we had Don. Yes, sometimes too much information can be the wrong
thing. Exactly.
But again, it's up to how you decided to watch Lost.
It's your viewpoint on life, I guess. Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit there and argue with people that you're wrong. But we're still getting emails from people saying that we're wrong that we enjoyed the final. How can I be wrong? I enjoyed it. Man. I'm not lying.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm not lying. I'm not telling a story. I'm trying not to mislead you.
All right, Jack.
My checks from ABC have run out. So I can be honest now. Jack, my contract is up.
You ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Wednesday.
Yeah.
If you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
That's 206-309-0311. Call any time with Lost questions, comments, and or
theories.
Also, you can send an email to
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
That's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
I've actually started answering some of them.
Woohoo!
I'm down to like 600.
You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/jayandjack. Once again, that's twitter.com/jayandjack. Or enjoy the feuds between Luke Vank and Crackpot Jack, where we blew down Twitter last night.
Yeah, I think we did. It's funny. I was going round and round and round.
It was just like, I was disappointed. I was like, oh, come on. Fail whale, come on.
I hate that whale.
I know. It's fail whale.
Fail whale. I hate fail whale. can't stand it. It is frustrating that, you know, here's a free service. Twitter is free.
I know.
And I'm getting mad that I can't get on. How wrong is that? It's free. It doesn't cost me a dime.
I know.
To go on Twitter.
I know.
Yet I have hours of entertainment. I like to thank everyone that's been helping me cope. You know, sometimes I've been a little crazy on it, but it's my only form of exercise right now.
Yeah, it is funny to watch on your Twitter, just see, like, the levels of crazy that you get. Like out the day, like stir crazy.
I am getting,
because you start rambling about like Brett Favre and Jay Cutler and,
well, the Brett Favre I do because you know, I like to tease some people that are from Green Bay.
But, like, you spelt Jay Cutler wrong, so people thought you were talking about me.
Did I spell Jay Cutler wrong?
Yeah, you spelled you said Jay Cutter.
Oh, Jay Cutter.
And you're talking about the double stuffed Oreos, and people were thinking you were talking about me.
Well, you were the one who started the double stuffed Oreos. I was talking about the Crunch Berries. You agreed with
that. And
them.
I agreed. I said that it's the greatest invention since double stuffed Oreos.
And I said, no, double stuffed Oreos are not better than... The Oreo cookie is...
Double stuff is way better than the original
Oreo cookie. No, the Oreo cookie is a perfect cookie. Why screw it up? We put more crap
in it. It's not a perfect cookie.
It's a perfect cookie.
I smell Versus
this
great. Summer.
It's great for dipping. You're dipping in your milk. It's a perfect cookie. The double stuff is just too much. It's too much. You have too much information. You have too much stuff.
So if you want to take part in that, it's Luke Vank, LukeVank, or
Crackpot Jack.
All right, guys. Oh, and also for Comic-Con, we do have our panel set up, but this year it's going to be at the Marriott.
What?
Yeah, it's going to be at the Marriott this year because they're adding, you know, the Marriott right next to the
convention center? Gave us a room?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
You didn't see the email in there?
No.
Oh. Well, that must have been like one of your drug days. But yes, we have the room and we have the panel. And,
what day is that?
Don't know yet. Don't know. I think it'll probably be Saturday.
So we have a room at the Marriott.
Yeah.
So right next door.
Right next door. Also,
got kicked out of the convention.
I know, right? We don't get any love. It's ridiculous.
We're not worthy.
Maybe we should do sending a sponge to Comic-Con.
Yeah, there we go. We got to come up with something for Comic-Con protests.
Also, we're going to be doing a live podcast and a Jane Jack meetup of some sorts during the Comic-Con week. Maybe do the podcast and meetup at the same time.
Yeah,
send in your ideas. If you're coming to Comic-Con, let us know. We want to have a big party, have fun with everybody.
Well, a lot of people saying they can't make Saturday because they couldn't get tickets. So maybe we'll do the meetup podcast on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, something like that.
That way, if you can't make Saturday,
yeah,
then people are only coming Saturday, going to be upset, but...
Well, then, but if our panel's on Saturday, that's on Saturday.
Oh, that's
then,
true. That's I wasn't even thinking
so we can kind of maybe best of both worlds.
And once again, with the posters, I will start sending those out as soon as I get the tubes in and the prizes for the final, because no one disputed the contest.
Wow.
First time in the history of our contest thing. So thanks to Vikas for that. But I will send out the prizes for that as soon as I'm up and going and can drive and all that stuff. I'm hoping by next Monday I'm going to be... You know, it's funny. I hate work. I hate going to my job, but I can't wait to go back to work.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.